From StoryFlow Daily, B Biotech Brief, Reganex Bio drops 43% despite positive DMD Phase 3, DNA-guided CRISPR, and ASGCT's AAV tumor warning. Welcome to StoryFlow Daily Biotech. I'm B. The most counterintuitive stock move of the week, per genetic engineering news, Reganex Bio, NASDAQ, RGNX, shares nosedived 43% over 2 days late last week, reaching 52-week lows on consecutive sessions, despite generating positive pivotal Phase 3 data for its Duchenne muscular dystrophy gene therapy candidate, RGX-2102. The markets read, the data was encouraging enough to enable Reganex Bio's discussion of bringing a second DMD gene therapy to market, but not encouraging enough to pose a competitive threat to Sarepta's incumbent Elevidys. For investors in DMD therapeutics, the two gene therapies for the same indication thesis requires real differentiation on efficacy, durability, or safety to support the second entrant's pricing power. The methodological development that matters most for the rest of the decade, Jen's piece on DNA-guided CRISPR, suggesting a new direction for RNA editing. CRISPR's rise hinged on the guide RNA. The assumption since the system became viable has been that the guide RNA component is immutable feature with extensive lab optimization. The new approach challenges that assumption, suggesting the system is more flexible than anyone expected. If validated at scale, the implication for the next generation of editing tools is significant. Worth tracking the citation trajectory of this paper through year-end. From the ASGCT 2026 plenary, a CHOP team led by Rebecca Ahrens-Nicholas and Lindsay George described a rare case of a brain tumor linked to integration of an adeno-associated virus, AAV. George's talk was selected as the presidential abstract by ASGCT President Terry Flott, meaning the field's senior leadership wants this case known broadly. The structural read, AAV vector safety has been the assumed baseline for gene therapy delivery. This case complicates that assumption. Expect FDA to ask new questions in vector platform IND filings. Expect investors to ask about integration monitoring protocols in any AAV-based program's pipeline calls. Also from ASGCT 2026, Casimir and Vilnius University Institute of Biotechnology presented an AI-optimized Cas12L gene editor, a compact Cas9 alternative. Casimir co-founder and CEO Gidrius Gasiūnas framed it as a great example of the potential of continued mining for novel Cas effectors. The compact Cas tooling matters because the delivery question, you have to fit the editor inside an AAV, is what gates therapeutic applicability for many indications. Smaller editor plus same activity, it's more deliverable indications. And from the same conference, Beverly Davidson received the 2026 ASGCT Outstanding Achievement Award. Davidson is currently Chief Scientific Strategy Officer at CHEOP and previously President of ASGCT. Some of her presented research was conducted at Lattice Bio, the new biotech she co-founded that announced its raise earlier this month. Her work on a vehicle and route for Huntington's disease gene therapy is the kind of, the field's most accomplished scientist is working on the hardest indication, framing that draws institutional capital reliably. That's your StoryFlow Daily Biotech. Sources in the notes. Be out.